Greetings, fellow traveler. As humanity awakens and evolves, we see change in every aspect of our lives. Let's consciously manifest our desires. I am Candace Craw Goldman, and this is New Earth Journey.
Welcome, everyone. Today is September 1st, 2015, and this is episode 4 of New Earth Journey Radio. And I am so excited about this evening. I have looked forward to today, not only because it's the 1st of September and it's supposed to be a wild and crazy month, but because of my special guest tonight. I am so honored, so pleased, and truly very tickled to welcome Michelle Walling of N5D.com as my very special guest tonight. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Candace. I really appreciate it. I've been looking forward to this as well.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, the honor and pleasure is mine. I've been listening to you for quite some time now, and I've always been so impressed by the depth of your shows and how measured and even-handed and really very interesting all of your guests and topics have been. And you're kind of one of my radio heroes, Michelle.
Well, I am so glad that I inspired you to, you know, to really continue your path on the radio, because I think that you have a true gift. And I've listened to your first show on this BBS station. It was wonderful about your journey. And that's really all I can do, is share my journey with people and hopefully give some hope and some direction for some people, because I was at one point, I was, you know, just as lost as I could be. And I think I found my way. And when that happens, I think you become really excited to be able to want to be able to help people, other people find their way as well.
You know, that's a really great intro to the next question I have, or request is, could you tell our listeners a little bit more about you? How did you get to the place where you are? How did you wake up? How did you end up being on N5D and doing all of the amazing things that you do now?
Oh, I would love to. I had my great awakening in 2010, and as I look back on my awakening, there had been a lot of signs in my life before that, with my body trying to recalibrate my energy to keep up with what I think is a change in the Earth's heartbeat frequency that had been raising. I had heart palpitations and a lot of anxiety attacks, had a lot of depression my whole life, and also had a lot of feeling, you know, that I was missing out on something. And I was always trying to get up the corporate ladder, and I was very successful in my career. And I was married, and I had a very successful career with my husband at the time in the oil field industry.
Oh, my.
Top level executive position, working with him, and he was a very brilliant engineer and inventor, mm-hmm. and he had an uncanny ability to handle any kind of situation, any kind of problem an oil well might have. So he was highly sought after as a consultant, retired from a very large, one of the large oil field companies, and then started his own firm. And I assisted him for 7 years in that industry until I woke up. And really what got me on a philosophical level and on a studying level was the show on television, Ghost Hunters, where they have cameras and equipment set up. I don't know if it's staged or not, but what I do know is it made an impact on me, and that's all that matters.
Right.
you know, and I started wondering about if ghosts are real, where are they? What's the deal? Mm-hmm. What happens to us when we die? And how did they get stuck there? And is my father stuck there? And will other people, you know, where do people go when they die? So then I started studying past life regression and near-death experiences and hypnotherapy to bring people in, you know, back to that state to be able to. I was fascinated by all that. That's mm-hmm. how my awakening started. I went through a couple of dark nights of the soul. I went through a very difficult time at the end of December 2012, hoping that we were going to have some kind of miracle take me away from here, or else I wanted my ship to come pick me up, one or the other. You know, I've been through all that, and I stand here today as finally, you know, somebody who has found herself. You know, when I first started waking up, I was like, okay, all right, so if I've had past lives, and who am I? You know, right. What mm-hmm. am I doing here? What is my purpose? And so those are really questions that you really have to go within yourself and find out for yourself. Nobody can tell you that. You can have people guide you in psychic readings. You can have other people help you, but really, you know, all of that can be manipulated as well. So you've got to be the one to find that out on your own. And really, that's what I wanted to start doing, is to help people do that. So I became a certified holistic life coach so I could start helping other people work through those same things that I went through. Mm-hmm. And I've dedicated my life since my awakening in 2010 to study all of the different things that are happening. I dedicate most of my time to that when I'm not doing my websites and my radio shows and such, which I'll get into in just a minute. But basically the holistic life coaching, I started that in 2013 and started helping people get through their dark nights of the soul and trying to, you know, clear. I think the main thing that everyone needs to know is that everything is energy, and everything is right now about raising your vibration and keeping a high vibration, and keeping that keeps your body clear. Mm-hmm. And it takes away a lot of the questions that you have, and you start to really be able to be guided at that point. And so anyway, fast forward to N5D, I met Greg Prescott at a conference in 2013 that he had here in Sarasota, Florida. And I wasn't planning on meeting Greg, but divine intervention took over, and we have been together ever since. And he brought me on as a writer for N5D and as administrative assistant. And I also decided, you know, to help with any events. I coordinate the Facebook, all the social media, things like that with him. And we just work together really well and have been dedicating our whole lives together to mm-hmm. share all kinds of information for people to be able to discern and use what they need out of something. And if it doesn't resonate with them, to, you know, discard the rest. But what's interesting is we always get responses from just that one or two people that it made, you know, a certain article made a huge difference in their life. And that's really what keeps us going, mm-hmm. is the fact that we receive so many comments about success on reaching somebody, you know. Even mm-hmm. on my shows, on my radio shows, I have a couple of shows. One is called the Cosmic Awakening Show for N5D Radio. Mm-hmm. And I just start rambling sometimes and you know, I hope I helped somebody, and then come to find out it's exactly what someone was thinking, or I answered their question. And it's amazing how the universe works when you're dedicating yourself to helping. And I just try not to judge myself and judge what I do, and just, you know that if you're coming from your heart, that anything is possible. Another show I have is Body, Mind, Soul, Spirit Radio. And it's actually called BMSS Radio on Facebook. And it's based on our bodymindsoulspirit.com site. And that's for the holistic healing and different things that really aren't appropriate for the cosmic awakening. I like to get really metaphysically and spiritually and cosmic deep on the Cosmic Awakening Show. And this other show is more towards, well, for instance, I've had people that were running for president on there and people who have free energy projects on there. Mm-hmm. So I love that one. And then I have another, see, I'm trying to hurry through this. I have another thing called N5D Network, which is a series of videos that I've started that you can find on N5D's YouTube channel. You can find all of these on N5D's YouTube channel. And that's where I just have thoughts and I sit down in front of the camera and just start talking.
May I say that I absolutely love those. I think I came across those about your third one or fourth one or so. I had been thinking about doing the same sort of thing. And you've inspired me to begin that already, too. I have a little piece of paper. I already have all of my subjects. I'm just trying to figure out, like, where to stick the camera. But I'm going to do something similar with my focus as well. So you've inspired me in just so many ways, Michelle. It's just wonderful. It's quite amazing all the things that you have managed to accomplish in just these few short years.
Well, thank you. And I never thought when I started doing the radio shows that what I would be doing was inspiring people to have radio shows. But I've noticed that trend and I just have made it a commitment to be on anybody's radio show that I resonate with just to, you know, to help boost the listeners and to help people get established, to share information. That's really what I love to do, is to share the information and to create this alternative media network so that we have support for everyone out there who's awakening and has questions, because I was once there and I was impatient and I wanted a one-stop shopping. I was like, why doesn't somebody have all the answers in one place? I didn't know about N5D back then. So so it's really strange how I drew that to me. I really do think that N5D has almost all the answers in one place as far as how to find the answers within yourself.
That's a really great way of talking about what the goal is of N5D. It was going to be one of my questions for you. You know, what is the show and the network? What is the goal? And I think that pretty much says it right there, doesn't it?
Yes. For my radio show, you know, we have several slots right now. Greg's show, when he has it, it's on Mondays, but he hasn't had one in a while. And then we have a Tuesday and Wednesday show. We have CJ Miller on Tuesdays, and she does one about once a month now. And we have Helene Lipson on Wednesdays, but Helene hasn't been doing a show lately, and that's okay. That's what's cool about our network, is that you can do one whenever you feel like it. But I've got mine every Thursday, and then we have some new people coming up that I'm really excited to talk about a little bit later on in the show. And as far as N5D, was created by Greg, and he wanted to have a career in the metaphysical and spiritual genre, as well as be like just a wizard. He's a computer wizard. He taught himself how to create websites. He taught me how to create my websites. And he wanted to share. It's about sharing information and being there for people, basically. And there's all kinds of different subjects on n5d.com. So that's really enough about me. Let's talk about what's happening in the world.
Well, yes, thank you so much. I actually went to an article from n5d today about cast iron pans. I was just telling some other people about that, and we have quite a collection. So you're right. There's all kinds of information in all areas of life that n5d manages to share with the world. It's really quite wonderful. And also, of course, your very continued positive support of Dolores Cannon's work and her method, and practitioners who are continuing her work, which of course is what I do. And that's always been so appreciated by our community, the sort of reverence and the respect that you've given Dolores, and how many times you reference her in different articles. And I want to say thank you to you and Greg, for myself and for Dolores's family and for all of the practitioners out there who are true to her method. Thank you so much for that. And with that, I'd like to ask you about your own thoughts and experiences about QHHT, because I believe you have some.
Well, yes. You know, Greg had the pleasure of interviewing Dolores on June 24th of 2013 on his Monday night show with Heidi Cole. And I had read all of her books. And when I met Greg, we had several things in common, but that's one thing that we really did have in common. And Greg had a sciatica issue to where he wasn't able to walk long distances without stopping and literally squatting down in the fetal position and stretching his back to relieve that nerve pain. Mm-hmm. He actually had, you know, in the L3, L4, you know, x-rays of this. So he mm-hmm. had one of our main goals was I took the online course, the QHHT course, to mm-hmm. try to learn how to bring him under the deep hypnosis stage and find out what the issue was with his back. Mm-hmm. And we both actually Greg worked on me as well, and we both worked back and forth for several weeks mm-hmm. trying to get each other, you know, into the calmest, you know, stage, and worked really, really hard on our linguistics and our cadence and mm-hmm. Just bringing each other just to the most relaxed state, but finding out that we couldn't bring each other past the conscious fact that we were. It's weird because if you both read the material, then you know what's coming next, and it's a little difficult to keep from knowing what's coming next and to keep from thinking. And some people are very easily hypnotized, but neither one of us could drop below that conscious state. Mm-hmm. But actually, I got Greg really close. I got him on a cloud, and he had asked, he said, you know, why don't you try keeping me on the cloud for a little bit longer before you drop me down into the past life? And so I did, and I got him on that cloud, and he felt like, I mean, he was talking to me, he was almost gone. I mean, he was almost out consciously because I could tell he was breathing mm-hmm. hard and everything, and but he was still, so I kept asking him questions about how it felt and telling him how wonderful and everything. And then I went for it. I dropped him down out of the cloud mm-hmm. and then he went into nothingness and just said, it's not working. I'm here. You know, mm-hmm. You know, he just basically told me it didn't work. Mm-hmm. And so I kept on thinking that, well, maybe it is working. And he's just, but no, he got up and, you know, I said, let me count you down at least, you know, and he said, okay. But, you know, then, you know, since that time, and I do know that when we had read that it's probably not going to work with somebody that you're very close to, it works better, you know, practicing exactly. with people. Mm-hmm. But then I also watched a video from Dolores from 2012 where she said she was working on the convoluted universe, and she said the book 3, and she said that all of her sessions had changed. Yeah. And now they weren't going into past lives. They were saying, the subconscious was saying, there's no need to go into the past life. Mm-hmm. We're doing something different now. And people were not wanting to come out of that that place where they would go. And that's kind of what – and I was like, that was it. I took Greg back to source in the cloud. Yep. And he was just basking in that. And when he came down off the cloud, he didn't really want to come down off the cloud. He didn't want to come back from that point. And so if I would have done the Q8, the actual questions while he was in the cloud, I might have got a little bit further rather than trying to take him somewhere. So that you can see how interactive thought, you know, plays a big role in the QHHT. Now, one thing I did learn from QHHT where we didn't really practice it much more, but are very much interested in listening to this, you know, the results of people's sessions, I did learn about the past life physical issues being on your left hand side mm-hmm. and the current life issues being on the right hand side. And I've used that a lot in my life coaching to be able to figure out, you know, where the energy may be stuck. So that's pretty yes. much my summary of QHHT. I think it's fascinating. And I've read all of her books based mm-hmm. on you know, the information that, and I understand she's actually from the other side been communicating with people.
It's astonishing. Excuse me. It's astonishing how she is doing that. But of course, would you expect nothing less from Dolores Cannon, who's been communicating with people in past lives, and of course her great story about Nostradamus. And I know you and I were chatting last week or so, and you were telling me you were watching a Nostradamus movie or something.
I was watching one of her videos.
One of her
conference videos about Nostradamus. Yes, a lot of times Greg and I will choose something to fall asleep to if we think we might have an issue falling asleep, and Dolores always puts us in that you know that blissful you know nighty night phase. So so I have a question for you.
Sure.
About QHHT. You know, one thing. Oh, by the way, I didn't finish. Greg finally had a miraculous healing on his back. It could have been due to several things. Of course, his intention to heal it, to finally let go of whatever energy it was. But it ended up being a trip to New York, where his hometown, and being on a John of God bed, to where instantly after that session, his back was, his sciatica was completely gone, and he's able to walk long distances on the beach. And so, you know, it could have been a lot of things leading up to that. I did a lot of, actually, a friend of ours, Cindy Staffen in New York, did some hands-on healing at the same evening that he had the John of God bed session as well. Mm-hmm. So he's fine. But what I wanted to know with QHHT, mm-hmm. who are the beings that do the healing? I mean, I realize that it's acknowledging the issue that takes care of the past life. But at the same time, there are beings, there are energies that are healing other issues and fixing mm-hmm. people up. Who mm-hmm. are those?
Well, that's a big question.
That's huge.
I would answer it this way, Michelle. Much like you were speaking with before about finding all of the answers within, truly all healing, and Dolores would agree with this statement, I've heard her say it many times over the years, all healing is self-healing, every bit of it. It can be assisted by others who can offer their vibration as a way of assistance again. But you have to rise to that vibration, understand what's necessary to release whatever baggage or lower vibrating thing that you're carrying to be able to accept that healing. But Dolores would say, she called it the subconscious. Now, the subconscious is more commonly known in our community these days as the higher self. Mm-hmm. So she would say that it's the higher self. But within that term, the higher self is a myriad of ways of seeing and understanding how that works, because the higher self often refers to itself in the plural, you know, as we, and it's a bigger energy. And it depends on your client, quite frankly, where they are in their life, what's going on with them, where they are in their soul progression to find out exactly what their higher self consists of. Some people's higher self are focused on only bodily functions and day-to-day life type of things that affect the individual and the individual's conscious three-dimensional self. You run across higher selves, or what Dolores would call the subconscious. In our community, we call this being, this group energy, this power, the SC for short. And we do that because Dolores, of course, called it the subconscious. But we QHHT practitioners use that abbreviation because it encompasses all of what is possible with that description or that collection of energies, if you would. It can be the soul consciousness. It can be source consciousness. It can be even upper dimensional beings that are available to assist you. Very often archangels very often there are beings in the ninth dimension that come forth quite often to offer assistance in healing, the ninth dimensional healing teams. There's also your light council. Any or all of those can actually be wrapped up in or be considered what we call the SC. So you never really know. It's kind of like Forrest Gump when you get a client in. You just don't know. And there are some, you know, there are some SCs that come through and they are just nuts and bolts, basic understanding, again, of that conscious 3D life of that person. And that's what they're focused on. And usually because that's, you know, that's where that person is. And those are the things that need to change, improve, or whatever. But some SCs come through and they talk about these really wild and far out there kind of concepts, different dimensions, different reality systems, things that we may be aspiring to as humanity awakens in a much broader level. And it's also very interesting, too, what is possible, because very often, Michelle, the conscious mind does follow the client in this exploration. And Dolores and those of us who've been assisting her over the years, you know, when we're in the classrooms and with those who are practicing the method, we've acknowledged that every year that we have been, you know, passing 2012 and becoming more awake and our vibration is raising, truly the more of us bring almost all of our consciousness into these explorations. And it doesn't mean that the exploration have failed or that we aren't reaching the SC. What is happening is we're actually now acknowledging that higher part of ourselves. And that is why our conscious mind can, you know, goes with. So it can be any number of collections of energies that come forth. And that's my very long answer to your very short question.
Well, and I think that, you know, ultimately it's all source, you know, everything comes from source anyway. So, I mean, everything's source, but, you know, one thing that I've worked on lately is trying to bring more of that higher self into inviting into this body, into this experience every day to grow the amount of that. If you want to think of it in linear terms, the amount mm-hmm. of that can be present here with me. And I try to do that when I have a radio show or when I write an article. Sometimes I have to have really, really quiet when I'm writing. And it's almost like I can look back at some of my articles and wonder who wrote that.
Yes.
Because I don't remember writing it. mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I think it's fascinating how, you know, that expands from, you know, talking to your higher self or mm-hmm. subconscious or source self mm-hmm. under a hypnosis type thing, but then also acknowledging that I am part of you and practicing being that and, you know, just allowing for that to come into your life right now. So that's mm-hmm. what I work on a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, you were mentioning Nostradamus. I've got a really fun Nostradamus story, actually a couple of them. And one is, after Dolores passed, I was actually in Arkansas this past March, and I had a string of dreams about Dolores. And one of them was she bringing Nostradamus into my dream state and introducing me to him, if you can believe that.
That's cool.
Oh, gosh, it was astonishing. And both of them were looking at me, and she gave me a message. And I'm still kind of pondering this message. But what she told me was, the way they communicated was much more important than any of the information in the books, in the volumes that she wrote. This is the message that she got. And what Dolores had always said, you know, towards the end of her days, even though we didn't, of course, know when the end of her days were going to be, but she used to say, you know, oh, that's old material, meaning the prophecies were for the older earth or for the timelines that were no longer going to go down. But she had a very unique way of communicating with with Nostradamus. She communicated with him through multiple people, and he was not, visiting a past life. She was communicating with him through a person who was in trance in her office, and he was communicating with her through a shiny piece of black obsidian. And that's the way that worked. He was scrying, basically a crystal ball.
Mm-hmm. But I think that what Dolores was also wanting to let you know is that she was visiting him in his time, in mm-hmm. no time. In other words,
exactly,
there is no time. And
exactly.
And so, and from what I understand, about time is that, as time is going to begin to kind of melt away in our reality to where we won't rely on it as much, mm-hmm. and that we will be able to merge with more aspects of our soul that is
yes.
having other lifetimes,
yes.
And healing those lifetimes even more than we
yes.
than we have with QHHT, and actually, being a part, like a sitting on a shoulder, or actually going in and seeing something through the eyes of that person that had the lifetime
mm-hmm.
in the past or the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what you call that, whether that's bilocation or what it is,
mm-hmm.
but I think that that's some of the gifts of the future that we'll be able to restore that we were able to do at other times before I think our DNA was tampered with.
Absolutely. And I think, having a QHHT session can actually bring you to understanding and feeling and experience what it feels like to be multidimensional, because you literally can have your body laying there on the sofa or the bed and know that your physical body is there, and yet you are experiencing another existence in another time. This is a definition of what it's like to be multidimensional, and it is why you can bring your consciousness and know that you are in two places at one time. And I actually have, Michelle, I've had clients come to me who've had this. Have you heard this before? This is interesting. I had a woman come to me who, she said, "You're going to think I'm crazy." And I usually smile broadly when clients say that, because I say,
Try me.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to think you're crazy. This woman would go to sleep at night sometimes, not always, but she'd go to sleep and she would wake up in the physical, in another place on the planet, in a three-dimensional body, and begin to have that life there.
Yes, I've heard of that before.
A completely other person, mm-hmm. a completely different person. And the way she experienced it was this. She would then have that life, and she would go on sometimes weeks, sometimes months, going to bed, having, a different husband, a different
yes.
job, different experience, a whole different thing. And then one night, just as, that's seeming to be normal and regular, she'll go to sleep at night in that life and then wake up back in the other life, the first life. And here's the interesting thing, Michelle, not a bit of time would have passed from the
wow.
other life. So
that's interesting.
Isn't that amazing? So she would have to, that day, she'd be like, okay, I'm having one. She'd have to tell her husband, okay, I'm kind of having one of my kind of weird days where my dreaming was really like long. and it would take her a while, and she would have to, get used to being the first person again.
Oh, and yeah, that would be hard.
This is just a taste of what most of us, may have to look forward to, but it's very, one could think that it's very disruptive, of course. And if you're not really balanced and you don't really trust yourself, then you might check yourself into a loony bin. And a lot of people who, and I say that it, with all due respect for those who suffer from mental illness, and I say it in this way, though. Many of those people who are under psychiatric care and who've been labeled with mental illnesses simply are experiencing a multidimensional reality that the rest of us are not.
As well as allowing other beings to enter their body and to speak through their mouth.
There's a lot of talk of that too. You bet. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's so that's why it's so important to have shows like this to mm-hmm. put information out there for people who are experiencing this and haven't mm-hmm. found answers as to what's happening to them mm-hmm. and are fearful of being put in the loony bin because mm-hmm. they dope you up there.
Yes.
And some people want the relief of having the voices to go away. Mm-hmm. And that's where medication might be the answer. But most of the time, things can be worked out and solved to where the I am sovereign presence mm-hmm. Takes back over the body and says, you know, I am occupying this body right now. This is the, you know, either the original soul that came in or a walk-in that braided and came in. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can let your defenses down and lower your vibration through alcohol or drugs or stress, trauma, mm-hmm. Foods, chemtrails, and things like that. And that's when another being, you know, might make some kind of contract with you while you're asleep in dream state or whatever, a little trickery, or maybe you even had a contract legitimately before you had this incarnation to allow another being to experience this reality through your body and your eyes. And of course you don't remember. And so it's very unfamiliar to you and you don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So there's just so many different things that could be occurring that, you know, it's really good to have information for people to be able to know that they're not absolutely losing their minds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because there are a lot of things, a lot of different things happening to different people and have really started to increase over the last probably a couple of years, I would say, mm-hmm. but really over the last 2 months, I've seen a huge acceleration.
Yes, I've been getting messages, emails, and phone calls from all over with people talking about things that have happened with themselves, with family members. You know, it's kind of like, you might think of it as a tsunami, you know, a great big tsunami coming in. And depending on where you are and where you are at every moment, you may either be riding that wave, I mean, really riding it and having a thrilling ride very up high, or you might be kind of at the bottom getting tumbled in the rocks.
Yes.
So mm-hmm, that's a way of looking at it.
And I think where we want to be is we want to be balanced at all times. And sometimes in order to do that, you've got to allow your body to rest and mm-hmm. to a lot of work is done on your body when you're asleep. And so mm-hmm. it's really good to, when you feel like resting, if you have the luxury of being able to do that at this time, to just allow and to not feel guilty. I think I slept 14 hours last night.
Well,
and enjoyed every second of it.
I know a lot of people who are quite tired, including my wonderful husband, who's been dealing with quite a bit of, you know, feeling the need for rest and finding it kind of difficult to get sometimes. Actually, that kind of brings me to, how about a little recap of what's going on with the energies here in September? You were telling me before we were on air a little something about CERN and why it might be making people tired. You know, why don't you give us your understanding, a recap after those wonderful interviews with Dr. Simon Adkins and with some of the other information that's out there, you know, Corey Good and some other people who are talking. What, you know, what's your kind of recap of what's going on with the energies in September?
Well, I am going to give you my recap.
Okay.
My recap is that it's very obvious in my reality that we are having extremely high frequency energies already bathing the planet. And that some of the, basically what Simon has called it, an electromagnetic, I think it's like a cosmic wave, something like that. You know, he's got this WaveX name for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically it's going to change the consciousness of this, of everything on the planet. Every living mm-hmm. being, everything on the planet has consciousness because everything is energy. And we cannot solve what's wrong with this planet right now at the current consciousness. The only thing that, in my opinion, that can change this is a divine intervention of bringing us out of this reality and into a higher consciousness reality, which requires a raise in the vibrational frequency. And those who choose to do their work and choose to move out of this reality and create a different reality based on different principles of love and peace and joy and compassion and empathy and all these wonderful things that are the original source frequency, will have the rewards. And as far as timing goes, Simon has, you know, he's a really good friend of mine, and he's really put his butt on the line by putting dates out there.
But it really,
you know, he has a professional career, and so I have to hand it to him. I have to bow to that fact of his bravery and courage to put dates out there, because we've all seen dates come and go, and we all had, you know, expectations of something like this happening in 2012. But see, in 2012, they cranked up CERN. At the end of December 21st of 2012, CERN was cranked up to the maximum it could be. And whatever CERN is used for, I hear that it's used to stop these frequencies. It could be used to open up a different stargate or a wormhole or all kinds of different things. I mean, there's so many things that we've been lied to about that we don't know the truth about. But I do know innately that CERN is not good for us. And I felt like I was going to die at the end of 2012 when CERN was cranked up at its highest. I lost a sense of gravity, and I was having a like an ascension flu with like 104 degree temperature for solid for like 48 hours, aches and pains, and then was crawling to the bathroom and could not even grasp the ground to crawl. I had to grab furniture to pull myself through, like I had no sense of gravity, and I thought I was going to float away. So that was my, I had no idea about CERN at the time, but I found out later when I found out what CERN was, that, you know, what the pattern was in 2012. So I think they had CERN cranked up pretty good last night, today, and I heard today from a source online that CERN has shut down. They showed a screenshot of the CERN website where it was, the one in Switzerland was offline. Now, I think that there's some sub posts attached to CERN around the world, and I think there's one in Texas, and I think there's one in California. So I don't, you know, I'm not an expert in CERN, but I have a feeling that CERN's not good for you, and that it's trying to stop the incoming frequencies that are here to wash over the planet and start moving us forward from this whatever that we've been through for the last 3 years since the end of 2012, which I could go, I might do a video on that, about the fact that when I almost died and then nothing really happened, and I felt like I was in a void. All of 2013, I felt like I was in a void, like I wasn't moving forward. I think we went into a time loop. However that happened, I don't know. However, whether it was from benevolent intervention or malevolent intervention, I feel like we've been in a time loop, and I think we came out of that time loop, and I think we're on a going in the right direction, and I think now there's a wave of energy that has already started to come, but will peak at the end of September. And for those who are attuned to it and have already been on a path and are hoping to increase their abilities, their psychic abilities, the telepathy and the clairvoyance, clairsentience, all the clairs and things like that, I think that you can use this. You know, it's not just a waiting game for it to come. I think you can actually try and tune into it in your meditations, make your declarations that you would like to take this higher frequency in and raise your vibration. The thing is that there's always some kind of adjustment that happens, and you can start those declarations now. Yes. And that's what I've been doing very strongly, and that's what's knocked me on my ass, is I asked for it. You know, I asked for it, and I bring it in. I imagine that it comes in through my crown chakra and comes mm-hmm. in through the column that I have with all of my chakras connected with my throat, my heart, my solar plexus, my sexual chakra, and my root, and I'm grounded into the earth. And so the energy comes through my body to the core of the planet, and then it turns around and comes back up through my body and out through my heart, where I direct it to the human collective consciousness grid, mm-hmm. as well as I envelope the planet in it. Mm-hmm. Well, doing this takes a lot of energy. It's a lot of work on your body if you're not completely pure. And mm-hmm. I cheat every now and then and have some froyo or, some kind of treat or whatever. And I feel it when I do that. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I've really, red meat really knocks me out. So I'm trying to adjust my diet to the higher frequencies. And there's mm-hmm. just all kinds of little tweaks that sure. happen with this energy. But, there's also a lot of other predictive things that would come about, which include some earthquakes, some volcanic activity, some plate shifting as far as Mother Earth shaking off the fleas, so to speak, and beginning to raise her vibration as well. I mean, she takes mm-hmm. this energy in. That's what it's all about. She's going mm-hmm. to make the shift into a higher frequency with us or without us. Mm-hmm. And she wants us to come along. So,
and that's what Dolores always said. She used the flea analogy a lot with Earth and the people. So absolutely. And actually, I saw something come into my inbox today where James Twyman, if you recognize that name, he's actually offering a levitation course. I mean, a no kidding, levitate your physical body course. His idea is that if enough of us like try it at the same time, it'll actually work.
Well, so I agree that everything that we do for ourselves, if people mm-hmm. are wondering, what can I do? I want to help. I want to be a part of this. You know, mm-hmm. whatever you do for yourself opens mm-hmm. the door for the next person and the next mm-hmm. person, because we are all tied together in a collective mm-hmm. human consciousness field. Mm-hmm. And so you're just creating a bridge every time you bring one of your new abilities on or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I do agree with him in that respect. Mm-hmm. There are so many things we don't know that mm-hmm. are coming. It's like a surprise. And as far as timing goes, well, it's up to us. But I think a lot of us are ready for some of these things, and I'll be very interested to see how it does unfold for everyone. And that's why I'm so excited to have N5D Radio to be able mm-hmm. to share these experiences. And well, there's really something that I'd like to announce on air tonight, if I could.
Oh, please do.
Well, Candace, we've come together and in this just synchronistic way. And I have actually, as you know, I've offered you a slot on N5D Radio on Friday nights. And I just am really looking forward to your new show with N5D Radio, in addition to the show that you have now. And I think that you named it Quantum Healing with Candace, which I think is a wonderful title. And if you want to just give a brief description of the kind of people that you're going to have on the show and the topics, I think that would be awesome.
Sure. Well, I am just so honored, Michelle. I feel like a little kid who's been offered to go to the amusement park every single Friday, the really big amusement park, the one that you dream about all the time. I'm just thrilled. Before, when you talked about people coming on the radio and creating shows, showing up to be yourself, everybody, if you're just authentic and you're yourself, you emit a vibration that can help others. And you and I were talking so much about quantum healing hypnosis, my work with Dolores Cannon and her method, and all of the practitioners around the world that I've been, my colleagues that I've been assisting with on the forum. And so the idea for the show is to talk about all of the magic that has happened in some of these sessions with Dolores's work, to bring on other practitioners who have stories of miracles, who have stories of traveling in interdimensionally, amazing things that they can share about what happens with the the true magic that is quantum healing hypnosis. But a little bigger than that too, you know, Dolores's work absolutely is going to be the cornerstone, the foundation, what we will talk about on this show. But the quantum world is a very big world, and there's other people who have things to offer and to share. And more, and I'm buzzing like crazy as I'm saying it, so this must be correct.
I have these chills all up and down inside.
What I'm getting ready to say, I think, is really big, and that is I have had so many physicians come to me. Most of them come to me in secret. They don't want their colleagues to know, and I keep trying to tell them that their colleagues are coming, and they need to start talking to each other about this, and maybe that's going to be part of this, too. Some of the more scientific and even down-to-earth ways of looking at what actually happens in these sessions, because we can think of them as woo-woo, and a lot of people out there who are not in our world and are not in our community do think about QHHT and other things like it, Reiki and other hands-on healing, as being woo-woo. I actually believe that the word metaphysics is a brilliant one, because it is physics. This is physics, people. It, you know, we say metaphysics and we talk about it in this way, but these are physical things. These are physics that we all participate in. We just quite don't measure them the same way that we do, like, say, temperatures or barometer or et cetera. But this is physics, and we are all learning how to tap into this energy to change our world and bring joy and peace and balance to humanity and to the planet Earth and to, you know, beyond. And we boldly will go there together, supporting each other as we move along. And that's what I'm hoping that the show will be about, is very uplifting and talking about good news and talking about, you know, some science behind some of this and some other ways of looking at how to affect the quantum field. So I want to thank you once again for the really incredible opportunity and the surprise and the excitement that I feel joining the rest of you on N5D is just huge. And bless you, Michelle.
Well, and Greg is really excited to have you carry on Dolores's work with N5D as a partner. And, you know, I think that we're all becoming quantum physicists again. I think we all should naturally have the remembrance of, mm-hmm. of quantum physics and sacred geometry and light and sound, all of the things that are, you know, that make up mm-hmm. this hologram that we are experiencing, this real illusion that we are experiencing. You know, there's something that creates it, something behind it, and there's a way to master it and change it. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to the interviews that you're going to have with QHHT practitioners and hearing their stories about healing and mm-hmm. their stories about what the subconscious say about the energies that are coming up and how we can take them in. You know, that's mm-hmm. that's very appealing to me, as well as clients who have actually been healed. So, you know, I just want to mention real quick before the end of the show, you know, if the websites that I have, so people could find out more information, if that's okay.
Please do.
Well, I have michellewalling.com. That's michellewalling.com. And that's to book a holistic life coaching session with me. I also have a website where I kind of got down into the rabbit hole on the forces that are trying to keep us from raising our vibration. And that would be the website called howtoexitthematrix.com. And I'm really moving that website now more towards uplifting. You know, I had to go down there myself personally, and I took people with me, and we know all about it now. We're coming back out, and we're focusing now on taking in these new energies that are coming to the planet. You mm-hmm. can find every radio show and every article that I've done on my website called cosmicstarseeds.com. And then, of course, we have a sister website that Greg keeps up that's called bodymindsoulspirit.com. And he also has a conglomerate of holistic cancer healing information from Dr. Leonard Caldwell on holisticcancerresearch.com. And of course, The main website where you can find all information is n5d.com. And I really look forward to having you join us, having you join our team. Candace, I just love your work ethic and your energy. And I think that we are going to help a lot of people together.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, this is truly the embodiment and the presentation of the idea of co-creation. And I have so many more things to talk to you about and to talk with the audience about here, both here and in 5D.com. But we're out of time tonight, Michelle. So
yes.
I think we're going to...
Our first show is yeah. Friday, September 18th at 8 yep. p.m. Eastern, and I'll be your first guest.
So I don't think we're going to have any trouble filling the hour.
No.
We have talked nonstop. And,
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll have a little more time over on N5D. Thank you so much, Michelle. Please give Greg my very best. And I want to thank all of the listeners out there and you QHHT practitioners. Hold on, because we get to go ride on the great big rides over at n5d.com. And we get to talk to lots of people about the magic that happens in our sessions. So thank you again, Michelle. And I look forward to seeing you, on the radio here pretty soon in September the 18th.
Love to everyone.
Love to you too. Good night, Michelle.
Good night.